Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we are filling in for Damon Bruce on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We are out at Oracle Arena where tonight the Los Angeles Lakers take on the Golden State Warriors. That's a 7:30 tip-off. At 6 o'clock, we'll have Warriors warm up for you. That'll be Kerry Keating and myself. And we will throw it to Tim Roy for the Warriors pregame show at 7 p.m. And, of course, tip off at 7:30. And I'll have Warriors wrap up afterwards. The Golden State Warriors, winners of 8 consecutive games. They're 12-2. And don't look now, but they are on pace for 70-plus victories. And they're not even trying, or so it sounds like. Or so it seems. They make it look effortless is what I mean. Yeah. It's not like they're not trying.
No, we know they're trying. Yeah, Kerr's keeping them out there, even in blowouts. I appreciate it.
One of the things we're trying to have some fun with today is talking about some sporting memories in our lifetime that we're all thankful for. Not necessarily your home team winning, but just something maybe you look back on in your life with fondness. Just a sporting event that you remember, you'll never forget. It brings a smile to your face. Let's go out to Bob in San Jose. Bob, you're on with Steinmetz.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys, and good job filling in.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So my sporting memory is one day after a Raider game, I snuck down to the locker room, past security and all, not to mention I'm 6'5", 260, so that helped out a lot. And there I am after the game, rubbing elbows with Tim Brown and Swervin' Mervin Fernandez. And Tim Brown says to me, "Who are you? You're not supposed to be here." And I explained to him, "Hey, look, man, I'm your number one fan, blah, blah, blah." He says, "Okay, one rule. You cannot ask for any autographs, but I will allow you to stay down here and rub elbows with everybody." Oh, my God. I get chills about it, gentlemen, speaking about it now. Rubbing out Al Davis's shoulder as he's getting into the limousine. It's just, man, like I said, I get chills thinking about it. What a great moment.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. And you're lucky the statute of limitations
is out.
We've had two people now call in saying that their fondest memory essentially involved a misdemeanor.
Yeah, we don't want that. Yeah,
sneaking
no crime
field,
on this show.
Breaking and entering, something like that. Let's go out to Julian. It says Julian's in Brooklyn. You in Brooklyn, Julian? What's
Brooklyn's
going on?
Brooklyn's in the house.
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn. How you guys doing? Happy
nice.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you, man.
Thanks, Matt. So it's not necessarily a game, but it was at a game, the Pro Bowl in, I think, 98 or 99. It was Steve Young's last Pro Bowl before he got concussed out of the league. And we went the day before the Pro Bowl to go and try me and my parents and to go. I was like 8 years old.
So you're in Hawaii. You're talking Hawaii, right?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we lived in Hawaii at the time. And we went the day before the game to go try and meet some players, you know, and it didn't end up happening. And then so we were walking out of the stadium and then we were about to cross the street and this like caravan of purple minivans comes pulling up and I'm wearing a Steve Young jersey. And all of a sudden this minivan pulls up and this person comes out of the car. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing wearing my jersey?" And it was friggin' Steve Young. He totally just took the time out of his day to stop. He got out and he like talked with me and signed the ball and talked to my parents and stuff. And I always thought that was like really cool with him to do that, you know, for me as a little kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, that is a good thing. That's a great story. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Oh, go ahead. Oh, it's not over? Oh, he's gone?
Is there anybody that doesn't like Steve Young?
No. Steve Young to me is like Steve
Authentic,
Kerr.
Man. Wow, that's
if
a good
anybody,
one.
If you ever hear anybody badmouth them, then the problem's with them. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, if you hear Steve Kerr, he's not cool. He's a jerk. Then you're probably the jerk. You know what I mean? Steve Young and Steve Kerr, two class acts.
Can we use that in
and
the
– And so Steph Curry.
Yeah.
By the way, you want to talk about unbelievable memories. Did you see him visiting the young boy Brody in the hospital in Indianapolis?
His face almost broke from lighting up.
Brody
with
leukemia, from what I understand.
And
Curry ended up wearing one of those bracelets the next day. I mean, I was thinking about
this.
I was thinking about this. We got into it a little bit yesterday. You talk about representatives of your franchise. Does it get any better than when you have Steph Curry as the face of your franchise or Derek Carr as the face of your franchise? I mean, seriously.
1-1A. It's a blessing. And this is what the owners, this is what they dream of, guys like that being
out
front.
You're right. A lot of times you get one or the other. You get somebody who's as talented as Curry or Derek Carr, but they're not great people. Or you get somebody who's as great of a person as Steph Curry and Derek Carr, but they're not that great of a player.
The Derek Jeter mold, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. But it was unbelievable. I mean, that was – I'm telling you, man, Curry's the real deal.
Not to take the show off the track, Matt, but what you said about if you got a problem with Kerr or Steve Young, the problem's with you, can we use that with Aaron Rodgers? Because to me, any guy that is not cool with his parents or gal, it's them. Am I wrong to say that? You got to talk to Ma and Pa Dukes. Okay, all right.
You'd like to.
From the cloth I'm from, that –
You know, some guys –
you got to fix that.
They get into those feuds with their parents and then – time elapses and they don't have any conversations with them or anything like that. Yeah. Let's go out to Mike in San Jose. What's up, Mike?
Oh, hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you.
Hey, I'm a New York transplant. I've been out here more than 20 years. But I'm on 101 on the way to SFO to pick up my 41-year-old daughter for Thanksgiving. And I'm remembering when we lived in New York, I took her to Shea Stadium to see the Mets.
Okay.
So two of the greatest knuckleheads of all time. I mean, God love them. Dwight Gooden and Dow Strawberry were on that club, and they were rock stars. Those guys were rock stars.
Yep.
So we get to the game, first inning, bases loaded, boom. Strawberry hits a moonshot, a grand slam, and then the next time he's up, like third inning, fourth inning, you know, she's 8 or 9 years old, boom, hits a three-run homer, so it's like the third or fourth inning, and you know, he's got seven RBI, and she's like going, "Dude, Grandpa, Daddy, I love that Strawberry."
That's pretty fun. You still like him to this day?
Well, you know, it's just a fond memory. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Memories. Yeah, I am picking. And do I have time for another quick one?
Yeah, quick one.
All right, so my 10-year-old granddaughter, she's being brought up the right way. She loves going to a ball game. So she knows what a rally cap is. And
sure.
I think, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Well, last year, when the Warriors were down in the final game of the NBA Finals, she goes and she grabs her hat, and she puts a rally cap on for the NBA Finals.
Ah, didn't work, though. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. Her heart was in the right place.
No.
Speaking of Yankee Stadium, that was on my list. I've been fortunate, Guru. I was at I went to a game in original Yankee Stadium. Back in 1973, when they had the monuments in play.
Wow.
And then, of course, I went to Yankee Stadium, which they called the new Yankee Stadium after that. But I haven't been to the one that's 2 or 3
years
old.
Are you dying to do it? Is that
not
on your
really.
Bucket list?
No, not really.
I hear you.
I'm not really, you know. I mean, if I get there, I get there. But it's not something I'm clamoring to do. Let's go to Samuel in Stockton. What's going on, Samuel?
Yeah, a whole lot. Driving on the freeway trying to get home. Anyway, my favorite moment, my 16-year-old son working a summer job. It's my birthday in October. So I open up my present. I got 2 tickets to the Raider game. He finished his summer job money on me. And we get to the game. Row 12.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What game was it?
I call that my get out of jail free game.
you remember who they played?
Matters.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Like we were saying, Guru, all these memories are better when you're doing it with
it's,
the kids.
Not even about the results
member.
On some of them.
They don't even remember the game.
Wow.
They don't even remember the opponent.
His son spent his summer worries on him.
He can't remember the team. Okay, let's go out to Chris in West Oakland. What's going on, Chris? Chris in West Oakland, what's up, man? All right, let's go to Raider Al in Hayward. I'll bet he's got a Raider memory. What's up, Raider Al?
I'm a 31-year-old Raider fan.
So are you Raider Al?
Of the Raiders is the AFC title match against the Titans, where we end up going to the Super Bowl. That was my favorite moment, since that's the only one I've been able to see besides the Super Bowl that we won.
Gotcha. Well, you may be able to see some more this year.
Yeah.
You may have
memories
to come, my friend.
So,
all right, thanks for the call, Raider Al. It's Raider Al and Hayward. Haystack, is that what
you're
calling?
Yeah, look at Matt, yeah.
See, I would think they
Matt
is back. I would go with something like the Ward.
Okay,
call it the Ward. You know what I mean?
But maybe they go some, off of the hay and then just throw the stack in there. Leave the Ward alone.
What else you got on your list?
Well, this is a big one, and I know you probably think I'm playing here. This, and I'm going to throw it out here. Greg Papa, the godfather to me.
Yep.
Is my version of Bill King.
Okay.
So he was doing work at another station back in the day, 2001, mind you, I used to call. And the Cowboys, who I'm fond of, were coming to town. And out of nowhere, I just was like, you know what, Papa, can you hook me up on air with some tickets? You know, no way.
I cannot believe
you
put him on the spot like that.
Papa told me to hold on. And I'm like, oh, the phone will hang up. You know, this is what I'm thinking, they'll hang up. Sure enough, he tells me, his people tell me to meet him at Lot D right over here for the Cowboy game, and he'll take me in. So my friends, grown men now, from all walks of life, are out there tailgating, and here I am supposed to meet Greg Pop at 8:30 in Lot D. And I got to tell you, it was 8:29, the seconds count down, and I was like, you know what? He's just busy. He's not going to get to me. Here comes my friends laughing. True story, Stoney looking at me like, who are you waiting on? And here comes a drop-top Mercedes. It's the Godfather. Never saw me. Just says, Guru, hop in. And like Batman and Robin, he takes me onto the field. Doesn't just leave me on the field. He double backs, Matt. Comes back and says, Guru, are you good? I go in the locker room, and it was my first time on an NFL field, and I got to see Quincy Carter, one of the worst quarterbacks ever, throw a football and warm up. And to this day, it's one of the best, you know, sporting events, things that ever happened to me. So props to the Papa for that one.
Nice.
The Guru had me going.
This from the text line. How is Curry a great person? Well, I mean, if you've paid any attention to his career for 8 years, that's pretty self-explanatory. It starts with him treating everybody with respect and civility. It goes and extends to what he's done for the community, what he does for charity. It extends to
who he spends time with after the game.
Who he
family,
spends time
no
with.
Clubs,
he's a family
no strip
man.
Spots. Not that I'm judging you, but you get where I'm going. I get you, Matt.
I mean,
he's a good dude, man.
Here's a question, guys. With you have daughters, right?
Yeah,
that's what we have in common.
Miss Milan.
I mean, it's the old stereotype, but would you want your daughter to marry someone like that? And my answer is absolutely. Are you kidding me?
I'd never look at him.
Hurry. And Derek Carr, both of them.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
They're a little old for my daughters, but you get where I'm coming from.
I do,
right?
Man.
Let's go out to John in San Jose. John, you're on with Steiny the Guru.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Same to you, man.
I was 8 years old at Celtic Park. It was 1997, and it was the Giants winning, in my lifetime, their first division with a bunch of nobodies. And seeing Rod Beck strike out the last guy was bittersweet, even though they got eliminated by the Marlins in the playoffs. But it was just a fantastic moment to be in. Candlestick, I'll always heart Candlestick. It was just an experience that I'll never forget. So that was my best moment when I was 8. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Very much appreciate it. You know what I have profound memories of? Growing up on the East Coast in the 70s and watching highlights of Giants games and seeing guys hit home runs and watching all the kids jumping over the fence because there was the not over the fence, over the bleachers, because there was the outfield fence in left field.
Okay.
Then there was a grass area, and then there was the stands. So if a guy would hit a home run to left field, kids would then jump on to that grass area to try to get the ball.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I totally do.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. So let's hit Mayo in Richmond. What's going on, Mayo?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, man.
Same to you, man.
Hey, I got a great Raider moment, man. I had to
give it to
me. Probably in third grade. I think I'm 44 years old now. My mom used to date Ira Matthews. You guys remember Ira Matthews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What position was it? What position was he? Help me out.
He was a kickoff returner.
Yeah.
Kickoff returner.
All right. Ira Matthews.
It was awesome, man. It was awesome being able to go to school and say, I knew a Raider.
Hey.
You got to love it.
All right. Ira Matthews, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mustang Matt.
I didn't know they got married or not. I was yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He could tell his friends he knew a Raider. Doesn't matter what the relationship
is. It doesn't matter.
Mustang Matt, what's up in Antioch? How you doing, man? Mustang. All right, dump Mustang. Let's go to Ryan in Fairfield. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, actually, it's Ron from Fairfield.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Thanks, guys.
Same
doing
to you.
Just getting up work. I just have a story I told years ago when the Niners were not very good. Joe Montana's first, second year, I'm not really sure what it was, 1981, 82. They had losing a few games, so they decided to break the jinx, and they were going to have open field practice at Candlestick Park, and they were going to play the Miami Dolphins, and it happened to be Eddie DeBartolo's birthday. So during the practice, they went out there, and they wheeled out a big dolphin cake in the middle of the field, and they sang happy birthday to Eddie D. So Eddie D and Joe, after that, were playing catch in one of the end zones, and I happened to be down there. This is my claim to fame. And I said, hey, Joe, throw me the ball. So Joe throws me the ball, it hits my hand, and goes on the ground.
Ah, you
so
dropped
embarrassing.
It?
Oh. I dropped a ball from Joe Montana.
You're Jackie
thought
Smith
moment.
Ouch.
Wow. Well, you know what? He threw it to you. You know what?
Joe
you
might can, remember
you
that.
You can still say you were targeted by Joe Montana.
Exactly. I tell that story. I love it.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's head out to Kevin in San Francisco. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, Guru Tanny, big fan.
All right, Steiny, but I know you like Tanny, too.
I was 13.
See, some guys that bothers.
Yeah, right.
Guru,
no,
some
awesome.
Guys that bother. But, you know, a guy like me compared to Tanny, I'll take that any day of the week. What's up, Kevin?
Not much. I just want to share a real quick one. I was 13. It was 2001. I grew up in San Jose, and for my birthday, my dad got me and him tickets to a Sharks game, and I grew up a lifelong Sharks fan. And it was the last game of the season, and normally they do a fan appreciation day. So that day they were giving out free Sharks hats, which was really cool. We go to the game, and of course, during the game, my all-time favorite player, Mike Ricci, not really known for scoring goals, scores a hat trick, and 17,000 free hats go flying onto the ice.
Nice.
Magic moment.
Nice. That's a good one. Appreciate that one. You ever been out of the
tank,
Guru?
Yeah. Yeah, I went for with Rick Tittle, a playoff game last year. It was crazy. Yeah, I got in there, you know.
Dude.
Yeah, him,
you
Zach, and
you basically can get a ticket to any event you want?
No.
I mean, do you pay? You never pay, though, for tickets.
No. Well, I had one of these.
Just $15.
Wow. I can tell you what.
Score.
You and I got to get out. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Tony, what's going on, man?
Hey, this is Tony, Ticket Tone.
Ticket Tone.
My fondest memory, I'm kind of an older cat, so my fondest memory was my uncle worked for this company called McDonough Steel. It was directly across from the Coliseum. I don't know how, but his boss gave him one ticket to play the Kansas. It was for a Kansas City Chiefs game. I was only 10 years old, and my uncle gave it to me. I went to the Oakland Coliseum by myself, and what did I see? Mark Van Egan and about six Kansas City Chiefs getting to a fight, a bloody brawl. Mark Van Egan comes out, and I don't know how I got on the field. It was 1973, so however I got on the field, I don't know. Got down there, walked up to Mark Van Egan, and shook his hand and asked him, was he okay?
Nice.
So that's mine.
Nice.
Wow.
You know what's funny is, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, on the one hand, you'd be like, no way was he at the Oakland Coliseum at 10 years old alone. But you know what? It was a different time back then.
I totally believe him.
I have a recollection when I was a kid. We were in New York, staying in New York City. My dad was at some basketball officials conference, and we were staying at some hotel. And I must have been like 10 years old. He sends me out with $2 and tells him, go around the block and get a newspaper. I mean, you'd never do that now.
Yeah,
no chance.
Yeah, no,
now, he might have done that for a reason. I never really got into it with him. All right, who wants Oakland Raiders tickets?
Oh, those are hot items there. Hot.
I think we want to give away some Oakland Raider tickets right now. How about this? I'm going to give away a pair of Raider tickets to Sunday's game against the Carolina Panthers, and we'll leave these tickets at will call, and I'm going to give those two tickets to caller number 8 for Monte Ellis.
Oh, okay? I was going to say Monte Steve Young, Ellis. But we'll go Monte.
888-957-9570, 8th caller. I'm going to hook you up with two tickets to the Raiders-Carolina Panthers game on Sunday. And those tickets will be left at will call. So give us a call, and I think Elena will probably be helping you out, Elena and or Albie. So again, also some fun favorite memories, taking my 4-year-old daughter to an A's playoff game against Detroit when Coco Crisp won that with a walk-off.
Coco.
Remember that? I remember that. Everybody remembers how it ends, though, with Verlander year after year after year. Favorite memory from the 510, Joe Namath beating the Baltimore Colts. I was 10 and bet my uncle 50 cents. It was the first and only bet I've ever won, according to this guy. I'm trying to think of some other things that I may have remembered as a kid. You know, I always have a story where Julius Erving's wife stiffed me for an autograph from her husband.
The fish to save Pittsburgh?
Don't get me started on Irving.
Okay.
You know I'm not a big Julius Erving fan.
Well, he did hit your boy Bird. They got into it a few times.
Well, you know, you know the night that Bird and Julius Erving got into it. You know what was happening that night, don't you?
No. You got to tell me, Steiny. You can't.
The bottom line is the night that Larry Bird got choked by Julius Erving, it was midway through the third quarter in a game at Boston Garden. And Larry Bird had 42 points. He had 42
midway
points.
Through he the
was
third?
He was 17 for 23 from the floor. Your boy Julius Erving was 3 for 11, couldn't buy a bucket.
He
got so frustrated, he had to pick a fight with
Is
Larry
that
Bird.
What happened?
Because Bird was ready to lay a career high on him. But Bird ended up getting ejected. He finished the game with 42 points, and he gets ejected midway through the third quarter.
And at that time, 50 burgers weren't that normal, you know, so he would have got to probably 60.
Easy.
Larry had him frustrated.
I'll tell you why he would have gotten to 60s, because Erving was guarding him.
Whoa, man.
I'm telling you.
Not a big Julius fan.
No, I'm not a Julius Erving fan.
Now, like
not a Julius Erving fan.
The way you root for the Yankees, I root for the Cowboys real quick.
Yeah, no.
1992 NFC Championship game. What you don't know about me, I'm very superstitious. So I'm a guy, Steiny. I like to watch the game, lights off. I'm the reason the good things happen to my team. So my buddy works for Xerox.
Okay.
So what he does at the Niner games is all the stats, every play. So he's like, Daryl, I can get you in the game with my credential, and you can
You're
watch
doing
the
it again.
NFC
championship. You gotta buy a ticket,
man. This is back in the day.
All right.
Before. So
all
right. It's raining. Troy Aikman against Steve Young. And I'm saying to myself, why are you going to jinx the Cowboys? You should be at home. Steiny, they revoked all their credentials, and I'm told I got to go down. Are we able to get, I got to go down and basically get out. So I had to come out the press box with no seat. I'm under candlestick bleachers, and the first play of the game was Steve Young to Jerry Rice for 80 yards, a touchdown. And I'll never forget the noise. I'm under the bleachers because we have nowhere to go, like refugees.
Yeah.
And there was a flag on the play, and we got a seat. And when it was all over, he had to stay to do all the copies.
Okay.
I sat there with the lights out and candlestick at the top as my team was going to the Super Bowl, and the rain was coming down, not hitting me, and it was one of the best days of my life. Like, you know what?
I may tell you my Celtics story now. When I went on a road trip to Detroit.
Oh, yeah, you got to give
me that. It was actually the demise of the Boston Celtics. All right, I'd like to congratulate Michael. Michael is sitting in traffic, but we have just brightened his day because he has just earned, and I mean earned because he was caller number 8, he has earned two tickets to the Raiders game Sunday against the Carolina Panthers here at Oco Coliseum. All right, we come back, Guru and I. We might continue to go down memory lane a little, but we talk Warrior hoops. The Lakers are in town. You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show. I'm Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson, filling in for Damon, who's taking a day or two off to head back east, visit some family, and attend to a personal matter or two. But Damon will be back in the mix Friday. I believe he is doing Warriors warm-up, if I'm not mistaken. But if not Friday, Saturday, he will be back soon. You're listening to 95.7 The Game on a Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by Walnut Creek Porsche, a 2016 Premier Porsche dealer. We're having a little fun on the day before Thanksgiving, the Guru and I, sharing some of our sports memories that we're thankful for, just things that we remember over the course of our life that has stuck with us, I remember being in old Yankee Stadium. You remember a Cowboys 49er game where, were you sitting in the rain?
Sitting in
the rain alone. Yep. That's kind of become a metaphor for you.
But sorts, the game was over at that juncture.
The game was over?
So
okay.
It could have been snowing. I didn't have a shirt. I would have been fine.
Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure. Yeah. So you got a sports memory you want to share, you can do so right now, 888-957-9570, or the text line always open at 95795. Let's go out to Kevin in Cupertino. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I got a lot of great sports memories from playing basketball against Steve Kerr in high school, or you know, playing against Tolbert in junior college. But
did you play against? Did you ever play against a guy named Mike Silver though?
No.
The NFL writer.
No.
Because he knows Steve Kerr. Okay. The reason I'm asking is because he went to high school with Steve Kerr. And I've actually seen Mike Silver play pickup basketball, and he's about the worst pickup basketball player I've ever seen. So I just wanted to make sure. I love you, Silver, but you know you're not that good. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, two great moments. One is watching my brother played baseball with Daryl Strawberry in 1979 and watching that guy as a young kid at the age of, you know, 12 years old, hit home runs out of Crenshaw High. But my fondest memory is, I was in a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and we won the championship when I was a freshman in high school, and I got to play basketball against, Magic Johnson. It was a Converse All-Star against Magic Johnson, Kurt Rambis, and Isaiah Thomas, and Mark Aguirre was there. I still have that picture framed at my house, so what a great memory.
Mark Aguirre, former DePaul stand.
DePaul.
I remember him, and thanks for the call.
Who was his coach at DePaul?
Ray Meyer.
Yeah, there you go.
Ray Meyer. I tell you what, it's the day before the holiday. I want to try to stay in a good mood, want to try to stay upbeat, but somebody is trying to get under my skin on the text line saying, Steiny, Larry Bird was a major trash talker. Irving owned Bird in his prime. Look it up. Bird needed trash. Oh, my God. I don't have to look anything up.
So there's no doubt, Julius or Doc or Bird, you're going Bird.
It's not even close.
Okay. So a lot of people think it is, though.
It's not. Rick Barry was better than Julius Irving.
Yeah, I got
Julius Irving didn't rebound or didn't pass like Larry Bird.
My junior year in high school is when I
can't wait till this guy. He's going to be
when I realized that the Doc wasn't as good as the flair. You know, Doc didn't have a jumper.
Well, I mean, Doc was care less.
Yeah, Doc was a better dunker.
ABA.
Doc was a better dunker.
Oh, Larry Bird fans here. Yeah.
Man, Julius Irving couldn't guard Larry Bird. His wildest dreams.
No, shoes were overrated and heavy. Wildest dreams. The Conver weapons.
Yeah, you know,
I hated
when
them.
The 76ers would go to training camp, you know how teams go to different sites for training camp. Some teams go to Hawaii. Some teams go here and there. Well, the Philadelphia 76ers, believe it or not, they would go to training camp at my small college in Pennsylvania.
And you would see them?
Yeah. I went Franklin and Marshall College is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Not a lot going on there, so the Sixers would come and have training camp there. And because I was on the basketball team, I got to be in on the practice kind of with the broom, mopping the floor, doing that stuff for a member of the team. So we'd see these guys. We'd see Irving and Barkley.
Were you starstruck?
No, Not with Irving. Not with Irving. Because I couldn't stand him at this point. Because his wife had already stiffed me for an autograph when I was a boy.
Oh, wow.
I told you that story.
Okay. All right.
Did I tell you that
story? No, I want to hear it. Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right. It's mid-70s, and Julius Irving becomes a Philadelphia 76er along with he's teammates with George McGinnis because the ABA folds. So the Sixers get Julius Irving. And we go to a game, me and my dad and some other friends. It was actually a little bus trip. And there's a timeout. And, again, just showing you how times change,
you're right.
I start walking around the arena by myself. And as I'm walking through the corridor, I look over my shoulder, and there is the Philadelphia 76ers wives, and they are raising money for charity. It was muscular dystrophy. They were raising money for muscular dystrophy. So I walked by, and I kind of looked in, and a woman said to me, "Would you like to donate money to muscular dystrophy?" And I looked up, and she had a name tag. It said Turquoise. Well, that's Turquoise Irving. That's Julius Irving's wife at the time.
Wow, didn't know that.
So I said, you know, I only have $5. And she said, well, everything helps. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. How about if I give you $5 and you get me your husband's autograph? And she said, okay, we can do that. Write down your address, and I'll have Julius send you the autograph. I said, okay. And there I wrote it down. Matt Steinmetz, 3408 Eisenhower Avenue, Temple, Pennsylvania.
Never came.
I'm still waiting for that autograph from Julius Irving. Still waiting for it.
Well,
never
I will say it. This, Matt, real quick.
Never got it.
Bird never had a team as good as the 83 Sixers, which Julius
The 86
was on.
Celtics 80, were better.
You think
team.
So? Yeah, no, come on, Matt.
Bill Walton
the
coming off the bench.
Fo-fo-fo where they swept the Lakers.
They did lose a game, though. They lost the game.
But in the finals, they swept the Lakers, though.
It was a great team. Great team. One of the most underrated players in NBA history on that team. Mo Cheeks.
Okay.
Andrew Toney.
A lot of people don't know
that. Julius Irving.
Mo Cheeks.
You know who started on that team? Mark Ivarone.
Oh, I remember him.
Moses Malone. Bobby Jones came off the bench.
Look at you.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. Steinmetz, would you put Dr. J above Dominique Wilkins? No, I would not.
Oh, I wouldn't either.
By the way, Dominique Wilkins, how much respect did he earn during the game when he and Bird went at it in Game 7 of
he
the
he used to win
NBA.
Those battles, some of them, Matt.
Well, you heard the McHale quote.
No.
You know, they both had like 23, 24 points in the fourth quarter of that great game. And Kevin McHale goes, oh, it was a great game. Larry Bird, he said, Larry was abusing Dominique on one end of the floor, and Dominique was abusing me on the other end of the floor because Bird didn't have to guard him. Bird,
got you.
They put Bird on like Cliff Levingston or Antoine Carr.
You say your energy,
like
Larry.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Adam in Castro Valley. What's going on, Adam? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Okay, my favorite memory is we were at Costco shopping, and it was 2014, last game of the World Series.
Okay.
And we see it. It's on all the TVs, but we got to do our shopping. At the end is when it's the end of the game. So my wife says, okay, we can stand there, watch it, my stepson and I. We're watching it. All the other customers, all the employees are around the TVs. It's like the entire Costco in Hayward comes to a standstill just to watch the end of this game. The moment, of course, that the Giants win, boom, fireworks going on outside. We could hear it in Hayward, step out and see it all. It was just really cool, all these strangers, not even at a stadium, coming together and celebrating.
That's actually a great story. Those are actually fun stories. And, of course, it happened in the haystack.
Look at you, man.
Yep. Costco at the haystack. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
weird,
it.
But...
Yeah, no, that's a good story.
But when
good
everybody's story. Happy, it makes it better than just, you know, individually is great, too. But when everybody gets some, it's lovely.
No doubt about it. I may want to get some requests to – they want you maybe to clear your conscience. And I guess you might want to put some gripes out there before
holiday. If we got time.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. All right, when we come back, we'll decide whether to do that or not. but you're listening to 95.7 The Game. I'm Matt Steinmetz along with Darryl the Guru Johnson. And we're picking up the slack for Damon Bruce.
All right, ball not in play. Live from Staples Center, all the Raider fans inbound the ball. Roberson's going to inbound the ball, gets it to the Samurai. Westbrook for three, in and out. The Lakers What happened? The Lakers win! I'm ready. Anybody that needs a play-by-play, man, give me a call. They set me up.
Wow.
Man, I apologize.
Matt Steinmetz along with Darryl the Guru Johnson, filling in for Damon Bruce on 95.7. The game, wow. We're out at Oracle Arena. What was that, Guru? What was
something
that?
Something from last night where I thought we weren't being recorded, and somehow it got recorded and played on. This show with you. I hope you don't hold it against me, man.
No, not at all.
The Lakers were going for the last shot, and I was playing around. I didn't know it was being recorded.
I got you. I got you.
You see what we do here.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, we're going to have Warriors warm up for you. It'll be myself and Kerry Keating previewing the Golden State Warriors-Los Angeles Lakers game tonight from Oracle Arena. Golden State 12-2. They've won 8 in a row. But I'm a little annoyed.
Go ahead.
You know
tell
I'm
me why.
Annoyed.
Oh,
I'm going to
yeah.
let you do your gripes in a minute.
Yeah, no, take your time.
Just found out a minute ago, no Julius Randle. Julius Randle going to sit out tonight's game, along with D'Angelo Russell.
That's the Lakers.
Which would be 2/3 of the Lakers' young core. And I'm excited to talk to Kerry Keating about this at 6 o'clock because I think we're going to see this a lot. Teams resting their good players against the Golden State Warriors, particularly at Oracle Arena, because they don't have a very good chance to win. We saw it when Dallas came in here, and they rested Bogut and Wes Matthews and everybody under the sun.
We didn't see it last year, though, even when they were 20 games in.
Maybe this year.
That's just a loser mentality if that's going on.
See the writing on the wall.
Wow.
Look at the Indiana game the other day. No Miles Turner, no C.J. Miles, no Paul George. Warriors come home, they play the Lakers, no Julius Randle, no D'Angelo Russell.
If that were the case, what do you think they get out of it?
Who?
The other teams.
Well, the Lakers played last night and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah,
so
we
maybe,
heard, yeah.
So maybe they're thinking, you know what, let's go all out and try to beat the Thunder on Tuesday night because we know we're a long shot on Wednesday night once we get up to Oracle.
I hope that's not happening, Matt.
You have a gripe or something? By the way, it's Warrior Wednesday here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Premier Kia of Newark, the go-to dealer for the greater Newark area. So, you know, one thing that can sometimes bother me about our producers is not Albie, though.
He's the man.
You know, they say this is what they want to do. And so because I'm a great guy, I'll allow it. So they want me to say to you, do you have any gripes going into Thanksgiving that you want to kind of clear the slate?
You know what? I thought I did, Matt, but I don't.
Why? I mean, why would you have gripes?
I'm happy.
Are you my age or a little younger?
46.
Yeah, see, I'm 52. Yeah. I mean, look, when you're 52, 46 respectively, and you have your health, and you have a family who's healthy,
that's
it's
about.
Life is good.
And after that little low blow of playing that play-by-play, the gripes just, I can't even gather my thoughts. So, yeah, we'll just keep taking the calls, Matt.
All right. We'll still talk about some great sports memories.
You done f***ed up now! I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Shut the f*** up! You're starting to piss me off.
I don't like
it. Makes me so mad!
It's not my show. It's not what I do.
All right. I like
it. Go ahead, Guru.
No.
You're my guest.
You think you can do this to me?
All
right, man. Tell me when to go.
Go!
King Kong,
listen.
Oh, you don't want to talk over this?
It's time for Guru's Grubs.
My wife, I love her. I love my wife to death. She's the best cook in the world. But she hosts the Thanksgiving because it goes different places.
Right.
But she complains while she cooks and prepares the food, but yet she lobbies for the turkey day to be at the house. So I say, if you're going to complain while I'm watching the game, not helping, don't invite or take.
You don't help.
Well, I mop the floor.
Do you clean up at least?
Yeah, let's mop the floor. I sweep and mop.
Do you clean the counters?
No, she's cooking, so that's part of her cleaning it up when she's done.
Doesn't sound like you do much at all.
No, I watch the games. But
by the way, we got some pretty good games tomorrow.
No, I'm excited.
Bad, except Andrew Luck's not playing.
And I love my wife, Matt, but real quick, don't complain on the job. Don't take it. And just say you like doing what you do up against the deadlines. So it's just kind of weak, when I'm on the couch with the remote. Why are you complaining, but you love it? That's it.
Complaining with a remote.
Yeah. Not me. I'm happy.
I got you. Let's go Joe in Santa Rosa. What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
Doing, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
So, long-time Niner fan, for better or worse.
Okay.
And way back when, in 2013, which was oh so long ago, the Niners went to the Super Bowl.
Yes, I remember that vaguely.
For my birthday that year, my girlfriend at the time got all of my friends and literally all of my family to pitch in and send me to New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Nice.
And although we didn't win the game, it was an incredible experience. And, yes, I married that woman for sending me to the Super Bowl. So not only for that reason.
You know what? That's good to hear, because I was worried because I heard a girlfriend at that time. And that led me to believe that nothing came to fruition. But you ended up going down there with her to the game?
No. She sent you solo? Yeah.
And that was in New Orleans?
Yes.
Jeez.
I had the absolute time of my life. It's unfortunate that the Niners didn't win. But just the thoughtfulness that went into that, you know.
Absolutely.
Orchestrating that big surprise for my birthday was, you know, absolutely incredible.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. That's a good story. Appreciate the call. Is he off the phone? Because now she sent him down to New Orleans solo.
That wouldn't happen in the Johnson household.
Solo down to New Orleans?
Nah.
Yowza. Let's go to Greg in Oakland. Greg, what's going on? Greg's gone. How about Michael? How about Michael in traffic? Okay. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Hello.
Hey, I hear you're our ticket winner for Sunday's Raiders Panthers game.
Oh, really? Wow!
You better be. Is that true?
No, this is. I'm telling you, I'm just so flattered. This is so amazing. These tickets mean a lot to me right now. This is super great. This is awesome.
All right, and you know what? I'm just going to let you go back into traffic because this is probably your greatest sports memory: getting tickets to the Raiders.
Oh no!
Panthers.
All right. Have a good one, man.
Cam Newton.
Let's talk a little about the ball game tonight. You gonna head in after the show?
Yeah, but I'm disappointed with the two guys that aren't playing for the Lakers, which you just mentioned. And I guess it's just the karma of the Warriors that everything, again, is going their way, rightfully so. But, damn it, I wanted to see them avenge the same team that beat them by 20 a couple weeks ago. So I'm a little disappointed. This is going to be a blowout.
It could be. It very well could be.
Oh, wow.
I think the line's like 17.
And a half.
These numbers are too high.
Yeah, but
they're always too high for the Warriors. I'll tell you that right now. Did you watch the end of the Lakers-Thunder game last night?
Yeah, you heard my play-by-play. I watched it.
I wanted to hear your play-by-play of Nick Young stealing the pass from, who was it, Lou Williams?
Wow, man.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And then the four steps?
Yeah. Well, that's just – I don't know what the NBA refs are doing. They need to just put it in the bylaws that traveling is allowed. But for him to do that, for him to make it, makes him who he is, right?
He's playing well.
He's playing real well, especially on the defensive end. He won't do anything tonight.
You want to take one more from the haystack?
Yeah. Look at you.
All right, let's go out to the haystack. Aaron, what's going on, man?
Hey, my greatest memory is, when I was a 49er fan, I'd never been to a football game in my life. So my boss told me, hey, I got two tickets for the 49er game if you're online. So I went to his house, said he couldn't find them, but he had two tickets for the Raider game, 50-yard line. So I guess it was meant for me to go to the football game for the Raiders, and it was my first football game I ever went to.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Thanks for the call.
He remembers.
The haystack has registered.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think the NBA, I think this year the NBA is going to reach a point of no return with teams resting players. I really do. And you can hear the motorcycles in the background.
And what about LeBron?
Some of,
where was he
Oakland's
at where
finest
they
right there. You know what? Let me tell you something. I like police. I can't stand the sound of motorcycles.
Oh, I hate them.
It's way too loud.
No fender benders on them. I don't like them at all.
When I was growing up, there used to be a real backlash against what we call noise pollution. Motorcycles are
killers.
Do
they scare you when you're driving?
Yeah, I just don't like
them. In the city?
They pop up in your rearview mirror?
Just so arrogant. Like, man.
Apparently it's called lane sharing, and it's legal. You're allowed to do that.
Wow.
I bet you thought about getting a motorcycle when you're stuck in traffic once in a while.
Yeah,
have you ever thought about a motorcycle?
Yeah. and or another vessel, like Mr. Magoo or something. You know, just to be able to
Mr.
Just,
Magoo?
Yeah.
From, what was he driving?
Fred Flintstone. He had the little saucer. Remember?
Mr. Magoo was on Flintstone?
Help me out, Albie.
Mr. Magoo
Who was
not
Fred
on
Flintstone, Flintstone, the guy that had the
Barney Rubble.
Yeah, that's Barney
Rubble.
He had the helmet on. What was my man's name?
You think of the Jetsons?
No, it was the Flintstones, and he would appear every other episode.
I don't know.
I'll get
Here's
it.
Where you need the text line.
The text line. It'll come, too. This is up
big
their alley. Yeah, they're ready.
So what do you think tonight? Blowout for the Warriors?
132-96.
What do you want to What do you want to see with the Warriors?
I just want to see I want to see them suffocate the Lakers defensively. Because offensively, I'm not in awe anymore, Matt. It's all about defense. And maybe I'm selling the Lakers short. There's still some guys left from that game, the team that beat them by 20. Although they're missing two guys, there's some other guys that step up in those roles. Lakers are long. Lakers are active. And the Lakers can shoot at times.
Is this going to help you out? I think you mean Gazoo.
The great Gazoo.
I thought it was Kazoo.
You might.
The character on the Flintstones
Kazoo.
Was Kazoo.
Yeah,
that was
Kazoo.
Also done by
yeah.
Harvey Korman.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember Harvey Korman, of course, from the Carol Burnett show.
There you go.
With Tim Conway.
I watched Carol Burnett.
My parents were locked into Carol Burnett.
Newhart, too.
Archie Bunker, all in the family.
I didn't know the Jefferson stemmed from.
Yeah, Jefferson was an offshoot.
He was a neighbor. Offshoot. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you could figure this out, but Archie wasn't a big fan.
I know.
Originally
yeah.
of George Jefferson.
I got it.
Imagine that. All right. That's going to do it for the Guru and myself, filling in for Damon Bruce. I want to wish everybody a happy holiday, happy Thanksgiving, and stick around. We've got Warriors Warm Up next with Kerry Keating. Have a good one, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.